explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. Won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Gosh, welcome to the MG Show. It is Monday. Oh my gosh, it's June already, Shady Group. June 5th on a Monday. Welcome to the show. Shady Group, get on in here. That's my partner in justice, Shady Group.
Thank you very much. Thank you to all of you. It is Monday, June 5th. You're almost halfway through the year of winning so far. I'm hoping you're paying really close attention to the reality that you are winning. Ron DeSantis is failing. Joe Biden is failing. The country is in need of a leader. And there's only one guy to fill the job, and we're here to talk about it.
That's right. That's right. Because, you know, President Trump has a track record.
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
Hunter Biden has a...
Has a...
Here it comes. Here you go.
And Hunter Biden has a
crack record.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Trump has a
track record.
Hunter Biden has a
crack record.
Trump has a
track record.
Hunter Biden has a
crack record.
Trump,
record.
Trump has a
track record.
Hunter Biden
has a boom. Boom! Boom! There's your clip.
And that was
I love it.
Media by Godan. Thank you, brother. That was funny. Totally made. I don't know. You see my internet jumping today? That's Media by Godan. No rights reserved. Thank you guys very much. We love you guys. Crack.
We love it. Absolutely. That's what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Hunter's crack record and Trump's track record. It's very, very easy, really, here at the MG Show.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
And you know, we got a lot going on. My gosh, we had some deltas this weekend. I got blocked by the Q post Twitter guy. We're gonna go over that a little bit because hydroxychloroquine, oh, they're saying Trump's vaccine. Well, I got proof to show you that it's Obama's vaccine. You guys that are DeSantis shills are going to be laid out today, Shady Groove.
Absolutely. And it's about time, because it's getting a little ridiculous.
Let's lay them out. This is the deep state's vaccine. Oh, well, but Trump, well, you know, sometimes you got to walk through the darkness in order to see the light. Sometimes you can't tell them, so you have to show them. So I think President Donald Trump did a very good job showing you, because Shady, did he ever say that he wanted a mandate?
He did not.
He did not. Well, Ron DeSantis wanted to mandate it. He's like, you know, saying everybody get it. I know Trump said the same thing, but you know what? He said there's a lot of people that voted for me that don't like it, and I'm one of them.
Yep. Me
and
too.
Everybody that's watching us here, probably press 17 if you guys, you know, made your own mind up. Your body, your choice, right?
You chose freedom.
It does show freedom, guys. And we love you guys. We're going to be right back. We got a big show, as usual, Shady Groove. We got a big show every day because it's like a fire hose. We've got people being shot down, families, big Trump donors, families being shot down out of the sky or not. I don't know. Mainstream news is saying that they crashed. I don't know. I mean, there's just something fishy's here. It's a big Cessna Citation. And are there co-pilots? I don't know. Maybe the pressure did. Maybe there's a pressure in there. I don't know. But it's still pretty odd that it's one of Trump's biggest donors. That really shocked me. What are the odds? And with that, we'll be back after these beautiful boom footages.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG's show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, like, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
Back. Are we back?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeti. MyPillow.com. Use code MGSHOW anywhere on MyPillow.com and call it 1-800-873-0478, Shady Groove. And I think people are starting to realize, Shady Groove, we're starting to realize that if you haven't figured it out yet, it's not about Trump's corruption. It's about making sure you don't find out about their corruption. I think the normies are actually figuring this out too, Shady. Oh, we can't say normies. That's an FBI trigger list. That's FBI. We can't say that, Shady.
Oh, no. Let that sink in. Wait. Oh, no. God.
Red pill.
No. We're all over the map.
We are. But, you know, Adam Schiff, who spent years knowingly and unlawfully lying and leaking, should be forced to resign from Congress and actually should be in handcuffs. But yet he's all around California this last weekend, finding his only supporter and, you know, showing, you know, taking a picture with it. So guys, you know, I think a lot of people are starting to really wake up, Shady, except for the people that are just, you know, blind, you know, ignorance is bliss, you know, blindfully, willingly ignorant about this stuff, Shady.
I mean, I'm really noticing that. I'm really thinking that the people are starting to see a different dynamic right now. You know, the number one, I was thinking about this last night. I think the dynamic is very interesting, you know, like what we have going on right now in the GOP. We have different aspects of the GOP propping up DeSantis, different aspects of the GOP propping up Trump, talking about these other candidates, disagreeing with one another, as a matter of fact, which I ultimately love. I love the idea that we're having a debate and a disagreement within the party, but the Democrats are actually watching this. You know, they're actually seeing this and they're like, wait a minute, you know, why don't we just go along with every single person and every single thing that every single person says all the time? Maybe we should maybe we should be a little bit freer to disagree with them. And we're starting to see that break down on the edges. I think the Hollywood guy, I can't remember his name, Vander something, and a couple of other people that are really starting to see, hey, you know, they're gonna try to ram Joe Biden in the White House for another 4 years. There's not a lot you can do about it, and people are frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, I mean, tripped over a sandbag. You know, I mean, crazy. but no talk about his mental capacity or anything. They just pretty much, you know, just said, oh, yeah, he just tripped over a sandbag.
Right. Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal. Meanwhile, he's stealing your wealth, stealing off the American taxpayer, using his son, Hunter Biden, for making big deals that enrich him and his family and not you guys.
Using him as a bag man.
Sandbag. Sandbag.
Oh. Sandbag. Bag man. Whoa, what has happened there?
What just happened? Nice job. All right, so I want to just go over this real quick. This is Landon Copeland. He's a January 6th Antifa whistleblower from prison. I want to make this note here, as the Gateway Pundit did as well. We cannot confirm nor deny his story. However, it seems awfully incredible. And, you know, you, me, Shady, you guys all saw it. We saw it. We saw the same Antifa tactics on January 6th as we did in the whole Summer of Love, when they're burning down police stations and assaulting police officers and killing police officers and assaulting civilians and Black Lives Matter and all this stuff. We saw cocky sticks. We saw, you know, what are they called? The things that the cops use, right? The things that block the batons.
Oh, the shields.
The shields. And we saw that. We saw the milk in the eyes. You know, I never, who would any MAGA person know how to do that? No, because we weren't trained by Antifa. Now, this is Landon Copeland, and I want you to listen to his story real quick. Again, we can neither confirm nor deny, as the Gateway Pundit says, but it kind of makes a lot of sense. Let's listen.
Tell me about that day. Were you familiar with other Antifa activists who were there?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I don't want to go into any names or anything like this because, because I've come out as Antifa, I can't even really socialize with those other members really anymore. Essentially, I'm announcing my retirement by saying that I'm an Antifa member because you get into some really risky things when you're like a professional political activist. And especially if you're going to events like Black Dallas and some of the violence that has happened at some of these events and stuff, like I don't want to endanger their well-being.
Okay.
But yeah, there was meetings beforehand. There was text messages. There was Facebook messages. There was all kinds of stuff. But I was fortunate enough that the Facebook page that I had was taken down for hate speech or something like that before Uncle Sam really was able to delve into my Facebook page too much.
So tell me, do you think other Antifa operatives were arrested and charged that day?
Now listen.
Yes, we have, I know for sure we have over 100 members, and they're close members. They probably won't talk to you. They probably won't come out as Antifa members, but we do have over 100 Antifa members currently incarcerated because of this event.
That's a pretty large number. I know that the FBI's arrested, they're going on 1,000 people. So that's a pretty large percentage of those who are arrested.
10%. So that guy's saying that there could be 100 Antifa, up to 100 or at least 100 Antifa members currently incarcerated for their role in January 6th. Shady.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting to find out after all of this hubbubaloo that we've been watching for the last 2 years? You're now starting to see a little bit of the reality of what's going on. You know, I mean, it's like they wanted to pretend like they weren't even there. Remember that they were telling us that they weren't even there, that they weren't there dressed as Trump supporters, that they weren't doing anything at the Capitol. And now we're finding out that there's 100 of them that have been incarcerated.
So on 6-2, so that was 6-2, 2023, you know, yesterday's news, Antifa member and whistleblower Langdon Copeland claims there was an in-person meeting the night before January 6th, and that there were over 100 Antifa members currently incarcerated for their role. Well, on 6-3-20, Q post 4393, full circle. Why is Antifa allowed to operate? What happens if Soros-funded operations get violent and engage in domestic terrorism? What happens if mayors, Bowser, police commissioner, Capitol Police, chiefs do not enforce the law? Think recent events. You have more than you know, Shady Groove.
Imagine that. Little message there that lines up with the news breaking, huh?
3 years ago.
3 years, yep. That was 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. Huh. Nothing to see here, ladies and gentlemen. Q bad. Don't watch Q. Q bad. It's called.
The mainstream media says they're bad.
They say Trump's a cult.
Right, CNN? Right.
Yeah.
So pretty MSNBC. Interesting. Right? What's that?
It's very interesting. I said MSDNC. I said, yes, it's very interesting.
MSDNC. We also have some another breaking news. This is Sukarit Bakdi, MD, a molecular biologist, Kevin McKernan, claimed that there is a gene-altering cancer-causing DNA found in Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccines. We tried to warn people, Shady, didn't we?
We really did. Yes, we did. Years ago, back circa 2020, whenever they were setting all this stuff up.
Yeah, remember, we had all this stuff, guys. We had all of it. We had the bat. I don't want to be a bat. Mm-hmm. Remember all that? And Shady Groove, mm-hmm. we have Ukraine. Remember we told people that Ukraine and the Azov Battalion are Nazis?
We did. We did do that.
Mm-hmm. Now we've got a Ukraine supporter with Nazi flags kills himself in police standoff in Chicago. The media conveniently ignores his Ukraine flag in reports. Ukraine
Absolutely
flag,
right in the middle.
Nazi symbol. Chicago, yes. America upside down, Nazi.
Ukraine in the middle.
Ukraine in the middle.
Yeah. Let's make it clear.
We told you about that too, didn't we? So all your little friends and family that think that Ukraine is good, you might want to reconsider. Look at they blurred out the photo, Shady.
Yeah, of course they did.
Yeah. Yeah. So a man with a gun and a flamethrower and a Nazi flag was found dead after an all-day standoff with police Friday at Humboldt Park. For weeks, neighbors have complained of a swastika flag being hung on a scaffolding on the roof of a building in the 4100 block of West Chicago Avenue, according to the Chicago Tribune. The swastika flag was up again on Friday morning when police responded to the scene of a man on a roof with a gun, a flamethrower, and other weapons. Police, closed off a portion of Chicago Avenue near Pulaski, where the man could be heard saying or playing a recording saying, "F you, Chicago police, I'm going to kill you," while blasting audio with the words "F you" and a recording of "Eye of the Tiger."
They're worried about the school and the daycare and themselves.
Breaking news on Chicago's west side is a man armed with a gun and a flamethrower is engaged in a standoff with police. We begin there this afternoon. Good afternoon to you. I'm Lourdes Duarte.
And I'm Ray Cortopassi. Ben Bradley's off. The standoff started this morning in a shutdown part of Chicago Avenue and Humboldt Park for most of the day.
WGN's Alyssa Donovan is live in Humboldt Park with the latest. Alyssa.
Yeah, Ray and Lourdes, this SWAT standoff situation has been going on for several hours now. As you said, officers on the scene here reporting that this man was on the roof. At one point, he had a rifle. At one point, he had a flamethrower. And there are also anti-Semitic signs displayed on that roof as well.
For a long time, I've seen the structure being built that he sits upon, and he has a chair up there.
Eric McNair lives and works in West Humboldt Park. He says for the last 3 months or so, he's noticed an ever-changing display of flags, mannequins, and most recently, anti-Semitic signage on the roof of a building in the 4100 block of West Chicago Avenue.
Every so often, he changes the flags. You have the American flag upside down, the Ukrainian flag upside down, police mannequins dressed up as police. police officers.
Neighbors say the man in the building is a squatter. They believe he has several different types of weapons and have heard him shooting a gun off at night.
They're worried about the school and the daycare and themselves.
The situation recently reaching a breaking point.
The swastika going up. So that is something that he has done recently within the past month. Put it up, take it down.
A member of the West Humboldt Park Community Coalition didn't want to show his face on camera, but says residents have reached out to city and state leaders about the issue.
The West Humboldt Park Community Coalition wrote letters, sent the certified letter to the governor, wrote a letter, and hand-delivered it to the mayor's office.
According to the coalition, the building department was not allowed into the property when they arrived and contacted police, leading to the standoff. Those who live in the area say after months of concern, they're glad to see this type of police response and are hopeful it ends peacefully.
So pretty interesting that they did mention the swastika flag, but they had some guy with a mule shirt on. I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, very, very odd right there. That guy's got some amazing digs up there. What's he doing? Wow.
I don't know.
That's very interesting dynamic that's happening up there. It's almost like he's a paid agitator, maybe. I don't know. Very interesting.
Maybe. Yeah, who knows? And I want to just show you this, guys. I mean, because, you know, all the Ron DeSantis people are trying to tell you that it's Trump's vaccine. Do you remember when they wouldn't take the vaccine because they said it was Trump's? Remember? And then all of a sudden they all said, we're taking it. Remember all that? They fooled you thinking it was Trump's vaccine. They fooled you. Let me read it. Let me say that again, Shady. They fooled you into saying that that was Trump's vaccine by saying it was Trump's vaccine. It was not Trump's vaccine. It was the deep state, Shady Groove.
That's exactly right. It was the globalists' vaccine. That's whose vaccine it was. And they had it. Not only did they have COVID ready to go, they had the vaccine ready to go. And to all the people out there that are doing this, they're being disingenuous. They are being completely disingenuous because they need to throw shade at Trump to highlight DeSantis. And it's just not going to work. I mean, there's going to be a small portion of the electorate that might buy into that. But for the most part, it's not going to work because just simply because of how much we were paying attention as people, as people and researchers, we were paying attention to what was going on in real time. Donald Trump came straight out and blew the lid off of everything whenever he told you about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. That's whenever everything changed. He started calling hydroxychloroquine a vaccine right in front of you. You think their heads were popping? Do you think DeSantis would have done that? Interesting questions.
Shady loves to jump ahead. He loves to jump ahead. All right, so let's do this. Let's show you whose vaccine it really is, Shady. You ready to do that? Let's do that. Ready? Check this out.
Let's do it.
Yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
Now, do you think that was funny, guys? He essentially clinically tested.
Essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide. Around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated.
Yeah, we don't want to get vaccinated. We didn't want to get vaccinated. We had a choice. Donald Trump said, there's a lot of people that follow me that don't like the vaccines. You've heard it. We've all heard it, guys. This is not Donald Trump's vaccine. This is their vaccine. Donald Trump shed some light on these folks, Shady. That's what he did. He showed you and let Fauci and the deep state come out and hang themselves, essentially, guys. And we should be very thankful for that.
We should be. And that's where we have to end up with it. And we had a hard time trying to get everybody's mind around that early on to recognize that is the dynamic of what is playing out here. But essentially, we, the people, make the decisions in our lives. And we, the people, were not tricked into believing the idea of a vaccine for adults. You know, it hasn't really been anything even close to this to vaccine adults since polio. And obviously, it doesn't work. We knew it didn't work then, and we know it doesn't work now. And so people were just too smart for it is what ended up happening.
Yeah. So this was a Delta Sunday, June 4th. This was a Delta June 4th. And I went ahead and put the post up there. When media and Democrat elected officials coordinate knowingly attempt to prevent a medically verifiable solution prevention regarding COVID-19. In other words, prevent death. We enter a state of crisis. When Democrat elected officials coordinate knowingly push COVID-19 positive elderly patients into nursing homes, hotspots, the most at risk, we enter a state of crisis. Your life means nothing to them. Sheep, you are a vote when it matters and the dollar sign when it does not, guys. So this was a Twitter post by Jeremy Faust. And he blocked me, Shady. So this is the actual post. It's an important moment for science and data transparency. The Lancet announces that its 96,000 observational study on hydroxychloroquine has been retracted. A sad story, but an important one. And then it goes to this link right here. The Lancet. Retraction, hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine without a macrolide for treatment of COVID-19, a multinational registry analysis, guys. So this is it. This is the article. They raised respect, veracity, data analysis conducted. Our independent peer reviews informed us that Surgifier would not transfer the full data set, client contracts, full ICO. So basically, they retracted hydroxychloroquine, Shady. They retracted it. And this is what happened when I tagged him.
He blocked you.
Mm-hmm. But don't worry, we have it all. And this is when Q sent me. 6-4. Q sent me. Where are we going to go all? Look at that. I forgot about that name.
I can't believe that's 3 years ago.
So, and also 3 years ago, this happened.
See, a lot of good things have come out about the hydroxy. A lot of good things have come out. And you'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine. Right now, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it. Frontline workers take it. A lot of doctors take it. Excuse me. A lot of doctors take it. I take it. Now, I hope to not be able to take it soon because, you know, I hope they come up with some answer. But I think people should be allowed to. I got a letter from a doctor the other day from Westchester, New York, around
the area. Dr. Zelenko.
He didn't want anything. He just said, sir, I have hundreds of patients and I give them hydroxychloroquine. I give them the Z-Pak, which is zithromycin, and I give them zinc. And out of the hundreds of patients, many hundreds, over 300 patients, I haven't lost one. He said, please keep pressing that, sir. And if you look at that phony report that was put in, that report on the hydroxy was given to people that were in extraordinarily bad condition. Extraordinarily bad. People that were dying. No, I think for whatever it's worth, I take it. I would have told you that 3-4 days ago, but we never had a chance because you never asked me the question.
Did the White House doctor recommend that you take that? Is that why you're taking it?
Yeah, White House doctor. Didn't recommend. No, I asked him, what do you think? He said, well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it. I'd like to take it. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of frontline workers are taking hydroxychloroquine. A lot of front. I don't take it because, hey, people said, oh, maybe he owns the company. No, I don't own the company. You know what? I want the people of this nation to feel good. I don't want them being sick. And there's a very good chance that this has an impact, especially early on. But you look at frontline workers, you look at doctors and nurses, a lot of them are taking it as a preventative. And they're taking, totally unrelated, but they take the Z-Pak or the zithromycin for possible infection. Now, I haven't taken that other than an original dose because you don't have to take it simultaneously. But the zinc you do take. So I'm taking the two, the zinc and the hydroxy. And all I can tell you is, so far, I seem to be okay.
Can you explain further why you started taking it? Have you been exposed?
Yeah, because no, not at all. I just said that I've had so many letters from people, like the one I told you about. I got it last week. I'll give you, would you like a copy of it? I'd love to give you. If you ask Molly, she'll give you a copy of it. But this is a doctor. He doesn't want anything. I don't know him, never heard of him. But he treats people that we're talking about. And he said out of hundreds of people that he's treated, he hasn't lost one. And he just wanted me to know about it. That's all. It wasn't. He wasn't saying, gee, could I have dinner with you, Mr. President? I'd like to come to the White House. But I've received many such letters. I've received a lot of positive letters. And it seems to have an impact. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But if it doesn't, you're not going to get sick or die. This is a pill that's been used for a long time, for 30, 40 years on the malaria and on lupus too, and even on arthritis, I guess, from what I understand. So it's been heavily tested in terms of, I was just waiting to see your eyes light up when I said this, but you know, when I announced this, but yeah, I've taken it for about a week and a half now, and I'm still here.
Huh, Q-proof.
Big time.
Yeah.
I'm glad you played that. That brings people back to understand what it was exactly he said, not what the media is telling you. He said, you can see right there what he was explaining. And right now there is multiple states, I think Nevada, Washington, and a couple of other states where this crazy thing happened with all of that. People started getting prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine and going into pharmacists to have the prescription filled, and the pharmacists started refusing to fill the scripts. Isn't that odd? When have you ever seen a time and place where the pharmacist had the authority to not fill the prescription given by the doctor? You found a whole new dynamic to this medical system. You also found a little bit of a loophole that was engineered under Obamacare whenever they socialized your medicine to eliminate the ability for people to resist and also eliminate the ability for people to help find something that would help them if they were in a situation where they thought that an alternative cure was necessary. That's exactly what they wanted to do. And these governors in some of these states that stood by these pharmacists, I think are going to have a tough road ahead, because some of these lawsuits are actually making it past the initial phase. And people are getting their stories out about how they had to walk away from the pharmacist and go attain HCQ or ivermectin on their own on the black market because the pharmacist refused to fill the doctor's script.
Yep. It's pretty amazing, guys. And so let's not forget Ron DeSantis. This is right here. Never forget that Ron DeSantis signed a bill that states on page 39, Shady Groove, that if an individual poses a danger to public health, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual. Forced vaccinations. Oh, but that was not during 2021 legislature. That is Ronald DeSantis, guys.
100%.
If this is a danger to the public health, the state health officer may subject the individual to isolation or quarantine. If there is no practical method to isolate or quarantine the individual, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual, Shady.
Meaning that Ron DeSantis is a little dictator. Tyrant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. So no, there's your Ron DeSantis.
How much do you like him now? You know, I mean, all of these people that are pushing him, this is funny, really, because now we have a whole nother segment that we can isolate whenever Trump wins. Because these people are going to be irrelevant. Jenna Ellis, Christina Pashaw, whatever her name is, all the other people that are out there that are trying to come out and simp for Ron DeSantis and act like he is the second coming or whatever, have no clue how ingrained MAGA is. They have no clue that MAGA is Donald Trump. It is not Ron DeSantis. It is not Chris Christie. It's not Mike Pence. It's not any of these other idiots up there. It is Donald Trump. Donald Trump was railroaded for his second term in office, and there's going to be no stopping the American people from doing everything in their power to put Donald Trump back in the White House in 2024. It's going to be us to do that, and they can't stop it. And so once this is all said and done, we're going to have a whole nice new fresh palette of people that we don't have to pay attention to that all went over and joined the DeSantis team.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, guys, it's pretty amazing. And so, you know, again, here's another proof of Q in our research, Shady Groove. This is Kash Patel, a name to remember. Kashyap Patel, a name to remember. Russiagate. This is government gangster, Shady. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Bill Priestap, Lisa Page, Agent Otten, Kevin Kleinsmith, 11, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, A, J, K, Kleinsmith 3, 11, 3. We knew about him before he got Fiona Hill, Charles Dolan, Igor Dushenko, Christopher Steele, Glenn Simpson, Mark Elias, Michael Sussman. There's two N's, Cash, but hey, we're going to let you go on that one. Jake Sullivan, Hillary Clinton, James Clapper, John Brennan, Gina Haspel, Rod Rosenstein, Lisa Monaco, John Carlin, Chris Ray, Agent Theobald, Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, Wiseman, David Laufman, FISA courts, and fake news. These people are government gangsters, okay? But Shady, it's interesting to note that a lot of these people that Cash listed are on Q Post 1828, August 9th of 2019.
Imagine that!
You know, maybe you guys might want to start thinking about listening to us because of what we know. This is, they thought she would never lose. Shady Groove, I mean, this is, these are all the names here. Look at them all. They're all abbreviated, but look at them. They're here. Government gangsters, spy op on President Donald Trump's, in fact, now proven they spied on Trump before he was president and while he was president, Shady Groove.
They did, and they know it, and they know what they have done, and they realize that the people, for some crazy reason, Jeff, the people aren't forgetting. Why aren't the people forgetting? Usually the people forget within like a couple of weeks and then we get past it and nobody ever talks about it again. But we're in a very interesting time right now where no one is forgetting. The elephants in the room are not going to forget.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's more that he could add to that list, I'm sure. But there look is. At that, guys. I mean, that's another proof of us being right again, Shady Groove. It sucks being right all the time.
Well, it does, but at the end of the day, maybe it gets us some results, because being right, it means that there's two tiers of justice in the FBI and the DOJ, and they're protecting their own. They're not protecting you. They're not coming out into society and protecting the hardworking men and women of America. As a matter of fact, they're painting you as racist. The hardworking people that pay taxes and go to work every day are the colonists, the white supremacists, the racists of the world. You're under direct attack from that exact establishment that claims that there's no election fraud, that claims that Joe Biden won, that claim that there's no problem at the border, that claim that we're not on the brink of World War III. These same people are the people that you're talking about right there, that Q pointed to, that conspired to engineer the ousting of Donald Trump in 2020. That's what they did. And they went full bore, pressed the pedal to the metal. And now we're here with a whole group of people that weren't political 3 years ago that are now scratching their heads going, hey, man, there's something going on, and Donald Trump seems to be pointing to the problem.
No. Do you remember when that postal worker drove ballots from New York to Pennsylvania in late October 2020, and we watched and we played his testimony here? Remember that?
I do.
Turns out he's right, and he's now vindicated.
He is.
Here's the story. Huge Postal Service release final report. Contract driver Jesse Morgan vindicated. Report confirms he hauled trailer of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania in late October 2020. As the MG show reported in 2020, election fraud and the Gateway Pundit, of course, election fraud whistleblower came forward with in December following a controversial election, including one who witnessed the shipping of an estimated 144,000 to 288,000 completed ballots across three state lines on October 21st. The new information was made public at a press conference by the Amstad Project of the Thomas More Society, a national constitutional litigation organization. The Amstad Project say they have sworn declarations that state over 300,000 ballots are at issue in Arizona, 548,000 in Michigan, 204,000 in Georgia, and over 121,000 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They claim that their evidence reveals multi-state illegal efforts by USPS workers to influence the election in at least three of the six swing states. The whistleblower statements include potentially hundreds of thousands of completed absentee ballots being transported across three state lines and a trailer filled with ballots disappearing in Pennsylvania. Attorney Phil Klein said, quote, 130,000 to 280,000 completed ballots for the 2020 general election were shipped from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where those ballots and the trailer in which they were shipped disappeared. Truck driver Jesse Morgan was present at the press conference and spoke for 9 minutes about his unbelievable ordeal. Morgan was tasked with delivering completed ballots to Pennsylvania from New York State. This was explosive testimony. Jesse Morgan said, quote, in total, I saw 24 Gaylords, or large cardboard containers of ballots, loaded into my trailer. These Gaylords contained plastic trays, I call them totes, or trays of ballots stacked on top of each other. All of the envelopes were the same size. I saw the envelopes had return addresses. They were complete ballots. Jesse went on to say that he sat in Harrisburg for hours, and when he was told to leave, the supervisor at the post office would not give him a slip or an overtime slip so he could get paid. Jesse said the manager supervisor was kind of rude. Jesse's testimony revealed that the United States Post Office employees were in on the conspiracy to steal the votes. The Gateway pundit later discovered that rather than investigate these massive alleged crimes, U.S. Attorney Bill Barr called up investigator Tony Schaefer and killed the investigation. He never lifted a finger to investigate this enormous act of election fraud. Attorney General Bill Barr, however, instructed me not to make public statements. But those were my orders. As a Marine infantry officer, I was trained to follow the chain of command and respect the orders of my supervisors, even when I disagree with them. Wow.
This is election meddling, okay? Let's not forget that remember whenever on the night of 2020, it was going up and the arc started to fade and then stepped up over the Republican votes, almost 600,000 people. Donald Trump was ahead in Pennsylvania. Then all of a sudden the overnight happened and all of these new ballots came in. And now we have sworn testimony from the person who delivered those ballots from another state, which by the way is illegal. And everybody wants to push it under the rug because they're all complicit in this, because they all wanted the same outcome. They did not want Donald Trump to be the president for four more years because they knew he was going to upend everything about them. So they needed to create a melee on January 6th, an attempt to smear him. Whenever we were there, millions of people were there to protest a fraudulent election. People were not there to insurrect, like they are saying that was going on. The insurrectionists were the people we were talking about at the beginning of the show, the Antifa, that were confidential human sources embedded in the crowd that were functioning with the paramilitary group that was sent down by the FBI and the DOJ. That's how it went down, and they thought that was going to be enough to take Trump down and stick DeSantis in. Well, guess what? Here we are, a year and a half away from the election, and it isn't working. You're too smart.
Not working.
And it's not going to work.
I got another we're always wrong until we're right. Ready?
Let's do it. Yep.
The January 6th committee doctored the footage for the whole world to see. Essentially now, the footage that they used is crap. It's not real. And let's have John Solomon reports.
It's not admissible in court because it's been doctored.
Hearing footage that you might have seen, you're going to get to hear. Look at that. You hear a lot of sound there, folks, and you see this footage. It's pretty dramatic.
Sounds very riotous.
It does.
Here's the actual footage.
Here's the actual footage.
Check this out, guys.
It's a silent movie. Same footage, exact camera. We matched the camera to the second, but there's no footage there, no sound footage at all. That footage was thrown in there to create a dramatic movie-like effect. It's no longer evidence now. It's now been turned into a little bit of propaganda It's one thing if they told the public they did it, right, Amanda? But they don't. Look how look how silent it is. It looks like a 1920s silent movie. Bad behavior being shown. They're looking at the guy kicking the door. These are bad people. But we were given an extra effect that didn't exist on these tapes. Now, in a few seconds, we're going to roll to another tape, and you're going to see a similar circumstance, an outside shot of the Capitol, one of the more famous shots that we all remember. And again, there's no sound. Somebody dubbed in the sound afterwards to create it Hollywood style instead of evidence. Here we go. Here's the second footage. Pretty loud. Now watch this. There's no sound. There was no. Why? Because these are closed circuit television cameras. They never had sound. All the committee had to do was tell people, but Amanda, they didn't do
that. They didn't do that, Shady Groove.
No, they didn't. And it's definitely that came out this weekend. It also came out this weekend that Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Adam Schiff, and multiple other people on that committee, and a Hollywood producer that was a literal Hollywood producer that was attached to each of them so that they could present properly, so that they could make the proper clips. Okay. It's like, if you are elected to be the representative, why can't you present the evidence? I've never seen in the history of America them using a Hollywood producer on the representative to come in and help them present information. It should be easy for Americans to digest. It should be easy to understand what it is, the point that they're making, if they're saying that something is or is not illegal. And it should be up to you to decide. It's just very, very interesting that this is now coming out, that they all had Hollywood producers. Why? Because it was a movie. They were making propaganda.
Yep. And we're always wrong.
Still we're right, which is today, one of those days.
And you know what? We are Magadonians. We are very smart. We stick together as one. We follow True Social. We put America first, and we will make America great again. You Magadonians.
And their heads explode. Their heads exploded.